Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story. You don't know, you don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
I'm sorry.
You might see my glory, but you don't really know my story. You don't know where God have brought me from. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of inspiration. But before she does that, we're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And then we'll get into the lesson. Pastor Bill.
Praise God. Good afternoon. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Luke, the second chapter, and verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give you thanks. We're thanking you, Father God, for the song that Pastor shared. And also, we're thankful for the listeners and all those who participate, Father God, and those who are listening by internet. Father God, we give you thanks today. We ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. But you know our hearts, and you know what it is that we're facing, and you know all things, Father God, because you sit high and you look low and you see everything and you know all things. So, Father God, we ask that you would be with each and every one, be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Be with all those, Father God, who are bereaved and those who are going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to open up our hearts and our mind to the word, that this word would be in the lining of our hearts, that we're able to share this word. And, Lord, we're praying for those that have asked us for special prayer, for you know who they are and you know what they're going through. So, Father God, we know that you're working things out on their behalf. Most of all, we're praying that your will be done. Strengthen each and every one, Father God. Continue to use our pastor as he continues to preach and teach this word, Father God. And then he makes it plain enough that we're able to understand it. So continue to bless our pastor, lead and guide him, and be with all those that are listening and participating. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that prayer. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of inspiration.
Hallelujah. I bless the name Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, who is the beginning. It is you who made me, and you have crowned me with glory and honor. You are the God in mighty strength. Hallowed be thy name. I bless your name, El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings. You are the beastly one who nourishes and supplies. You are bountiful and all-sufficient. Hallowed be thy name. I bless your name, Adonai, my Lord, my Master. You are Jehovah, the completely self-existing one, always present, revealed in Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallowed be thy name. I bless your name, Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees my needs and provides them. Hallowed be thy name. I bless your name, Jehovah Rapha, my healer, and the one who makes bitter experiences sweet. You sent your word and healed me. You forgave all my iniquities and you healed all my diseases. Hallowed be thy name. I bless your name, Jehovah Mikdash, the Lord, my sanctifier. You have set me apart for yourself. Hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Nisi, you are my victor. You are my banner and my standard. Your banner over me is love. When my enemies comes in like a flood, you lift up a standard against him. Hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Shalom, I bless your name. You are my peace, the peace that transcends all understanding.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name. I bless your name, Jehovah Piskadi, my righteousness. Thank you for becoming sin for me, that I might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jehovah Rabbi, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want any good or beneficial thing. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. El Shaddai. Father God, we thank you and praise you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for another day. I just thank you for the encouraging word of God. I just thank God that no matter what goes on, it's nothing that can separate us from his love. I thank you, God, that when the enemy rises up against me, you lift a higher standard. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just pray that everyone be encouraged in the Lord, for he is the answer to every situation, every circumstance, and every problem. Ain't nothing bigger than God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow. What an inspiration. A word of inspiration. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Pastor, for that prayer. Yeah. Thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that beautiful, eloquent word of inspiration. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about knowledge,
amen,
and particularly revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is hidden knowledge or things that needs to be made known. And the only way you can get revelation knowledge, the God kind, is from God. Your salvation is all predicated on God showing you who he is, which that's one of the promises that he promises us, that if you will abide in his word, he promised that the Father and the Holy Spirit will come and make their abode with you, and you shall know them, and then they shall know you, and you should know even as you are known, bless God. So we were talking about the resurrection, and that we're supposed to be part of this resurrection. Because let me be real clear, you're part of the resurrection. That's if ye then be risen with Christ. See, to be risen with Christ is to be part of his resurrection. And yesterday, we're going to go over that scripture a little bit today. Over in Colossians 3, 1, I think we went through the fourth verse. And we'll try to unpack some of that today. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula, it should be so kind to read it out of King James. And Pastor, you read it out of the Messenger Bible.
I'm not available right now, Pastor. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen. From the Message Bible. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, hatch that gift. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up to the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurities like Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's questions I want you to ask yourself, okay? And we're going to couple this with another scripture, bless God. How about we go to 1 Corinthians 15:20-22, and then we'll come back and discuss these scriptures here. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22 says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep. For since by one man came death, by men came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise God. But from the Mess Bible, it reads, the message of Jesus all the way from Jerusalem far into northwestern Greece. This has all been pioneer work, bringing the message only into those places where Jesus was not yet known and worshiped. My text has been those who were never told of him, they'll see him. Those who've never heard of him, they'll get the message. And that's why it has taken me so long to finally get around to coming to you. But now that there is no more pioneering work to be done in these parts, and since I have looked forward to seeing you for many years planning my visit. Amen.
Amen. And but now, he's talking about present, is Christ risen. So we know that Christ was resurrected and became the first fruit of many of them that sleep.
Yeah.
Now, when I did the research on sleep, you remember Jesus even told Martha them over there in John. We can go and read that over there in John 11. He said, they said, Jesus, you know, the one you love, he dead. He said, nah, he just sleeping. And they didn't understand the resurrection. And in saying that, Jesus said, from Jesus' perspective, he was asleep. So Jesus said, well, Martha said, well, Lord, if you've been here, he will never die. And because Jesus waited a couple extra days, they said, well, Jesus, in other words, it's too late now. You've been here because it's been 4 days. So finally, Jesus says, okay, he did. And he told him, okay, show me where you laid him. And they showed him where he laid him. And you all know the story how he spoke to the grave and told Lazarus to come forth, called him by name. I know y'all get all of that. But here's a revelation in this. He was asleep. That sleep did not determine eternal death. And that was the thing that he was, that's what was going on. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Bible says that we all got to die. I read that over in Hebrews. I like what Paul said. Paul said, and a lot of people, they think this is a funeral scripture. Over in Philippians 1:21, for to be live is Christ, and to die is gain. He knew that as long as he lived, it was about Christ, because that's where he was living in. And that when he died, that was going to be gain, that he would never die. And that's what Jesus was telling Martha. Martha, believe this. If a man die in me, though he be dead now, yet shall he live again. Can you believe that? So the question today is, can you believe that? Can you believe that if you die in him, you will live again? Now, amen. Hebrews, I want to say, I want to say it's about the 9th chapter and the 27th verse. I quote part of it, and that's Pastor to read the 9th chapter and 27th verse in its entirety. But it says something like this. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And you said that's the 9th chapter, Pastor?
Yes, I believe it's the 9th chapter, 21st, in the book of Hebrews.
Okay. And that is 9:27, and it says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. And 28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
See, if you then be risen with Christ, and you have to put a period there. I know it's a common, because if you be risen with Christ, I'm just a common, but I want you to put a period there for 1 second. Have you been risen? Because the way you can tell, have you crucified the flesh? That's how you tell. Mm. Did you die out of self? Because in order to be part of this resurrection, you have to die. You have to, and the death that they're speaking of, one that come from the old way to the new way. See, your sins, once you die, and I'm going to be real clear with this, once you die, you can no longer live unto sin any longer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know,
amen.
That's why it's a blessing, brothers and sisters, to die in Christ, and you're going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes your judgment right there. The moment you die out of self, that's forever. Because you put away the things of this life.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Because you're dead to them. So if you're dead to them, according to Romans 8, how you going to live to it any longer? You're dead to it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense to me. You're dead to that.
Yeah.
It's just like your own righteousness. You're dead to your own righteousness, but you're alive unto God's righteousness. That's if you've been risen. That's what I say. A lot of people may not be risen. So I want to point that out. Make sure you've been crucified. Because ain't no need you talking about you've been risen if you haven't been crucified. And ain't no need you talking about you've been risen if you hadn't been buried. Where did you risen from?
Mm-hmm.
But if you be risen, then if that's the case, the Bible says seek those things which are above. And just let me kind of camp out there for a moment. What kind of things are you seeking above, or are you seeking things on the earth?
Mm. Help us,
you got to ask yourself that question. What am I seeking? What am I looking for? Where's my affection is at? Is it in the building down here or the one in here? Is it on the things of Christ or the things of the earth? See, the earth has a righteousness, and then God has a righteousness. And that's where the revelation is at. The revelation in the righteousness that God have given us. And we're to walk in that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So ask yourself, what are you doing with your affection? Have you positioned yourself in the things of God? Have you accepted God's righteousness, or you still want to establish your own righteousness? Because see that, remember the third verse said that if we are dead, your life is hid with Christ. That's not to die. Have you died?
Mm-hmm.
If it is, people don't see you. They shouldn't see you. It ain't about you. Because remember, all we're right. not to know no one after the flesh, but after the spirit. Right. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:16? Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, even though you've known Christ, know him no more after the flesh, but
Amen.
After the spirit. And if people try to convince you that they're pursuing the right thing, ask them why they're pursuing the things that are in Christ, which Christ preside over. Now, let me say that again, because when Pastor said that, I heard that. The things that Christ preside over, or your bishop, or your pastor, or your event, who preside over the stuff you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's your eyes at? Is it on the prize, or is it on what you feel or what you think? Mm-hmm. Because see, if you're really serious about this, you'll crucify the flesh. Your old life is dead.
Amen.
Because believe me, brothers and sisters, your new life is your real life. That's the one that's going to stand before God. The old life, believe me, it won't even stand a chance. So going forward, everything you do, it ought to be predicated, are you doing it in Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of people take that fourth verse, meaning when we get over there. No, God's glory is right now, brothers and sisters. I read a scripture not too long ago where when Christ raised these people from the dead, a whole bunch of them got up. Whole bunch of people. He led them captive. They were asleep. They were asleep in the grave. But he went down there and rocked their world and led them captive.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Well, now I'll show you this in the Word of God, because over there in Matthew 27:52, matter of fact, we'll go there and read it. Because, see, I like to say things, and then you go, okay, well, where's that at? Well, over there in Matthew 27:52. And the Bible says, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints, these were saints, which slept, arose. Now, I know some of y'all just seeing that as, oh, man, what a miracle. No, but that have to happen to you, too. I'm going to ask Pastor, if she read that.
Okay. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Amen.
Was that at the Message Bible?
Oh, that was out of the King James, but out of the Message Bible. It reads. Okay. Okay. At that moment, the temple curtain was ripped in two, top to bottom. There was an earthquake, and the rocks were split in pieces. What more? Tombs were opened up, and many bodies of believers asleep in their graves were raised. Amen.
Yeah. Everybody... Listen, brothers and sisters, everybody ain't going to be resurrected. See, a lot of times people, they waiting on the second resurrection. And this is what I don't get about a lot of theologians and other professors teaching. They need to teach the resurrection as now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Stop talking about where the second coming of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to give y'all some revelation if you listen. And ask the Lord about this. Ask God about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to show it to you. Matter of fact, I think I'll go there and show it to you because I want you to know there will come a time where you will have an account that every deed has been done in this body. You're going to have to give an account of it. So, mm-hmm. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Colossians says that if you be risen with him. Now, I don't know how plain that is to you, but it's real plain to me. It's your resurrection. Mm-hmm. It's your resurrection. Yet the enemy wants you to just talk about Christ's resurrection. He don't ever want you to talk about your resurrection. Isn't that strange? Oh, I didn't know I had a resurrection. Yeah, if you be risen with him, what do you think he's talking about? If you be risen with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus was telling Martha, bless God.
Amen. Yes.
Now, because Lazarus was sick over there, all they saw is that, okay, y'all don't understand that he's dead. Y'all don't understand he's asleep. See, they hadn't been separated. But Jesus wanted to make sure, because when they first asked Jesus, Jesus was telling Martha, oh, he's asleep, Martha. And that was the first thing he told her. Martha, he's asleep. And so Martha left, and she went and told her sister, said, you know, but before she left, Jesus explained to her that she had to become a believer.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus finally told her plainly, Lazarus dead. And he said, you know what? I'm glad for y'all's sake so that y'all will believe. Because, you know, this thing where Jesus had already told them that they're going to say that the stone, that the disciples came and roll back the stone. Da, da, da. So Jesus went on and just made them real plain with them. Okay, Lazarus dead. Now, let's go to where you laid him. And the Bible says, and Martha and Mary and some of them friends of theirs came and comfort her because they had heard that Lazarus was dead. And that's when Martha started telling Jesus about the resurrection, like he didn't know. So Martha said, oh, I know about that day. It shall again, you know, it's going to come, and the resurrection at the last day. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Why are everybody talking about the last day?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a day anymore. It's a person.
Amen.
See, you got people around here teaching people about that great and awesome and last day. It's not a day, perish people. It's not going to be a day. Forget that. If you listen to what Jesus said to Martha, it ain't going to be no day. I'm that resurrection. You know the day you were talking about? I'm it. And not only am I the resurrection, but when you be risen, I'm your eternal life. But it's only to those that believe in me. Though they were dead, yet shall they live again. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Martha, can you believe this stuff? Can you act like that? Can you act like you're going to never die again? You're going to pass from life unto eternity. Yeah. Because Jesus said, I'm the life now. That day you thought was going to come, it ain't coming anymore. Now, I'm not sure how the Messenger Bible puts it, but I guarantee you I'm close. Matter of fact, look over there and read that thing. Let me see what verse that was. I think it's about the 20th.
Verse 25.
Okay. Yeah, Pastor, read the 24th verse. I start with the 23rd verse.
Okay. the 23rd verse. And you want me to read it out of the Message Bible, Pastor?
Yeah, and read down to, I guess you could read, actually read down to, and we may have to pick this up tomorrow right here. But read at least to about the 32nd verse.
Okay. All right, Pastor. All right, reading from the Message Bible. 11 and starting with verse 23. I'll make sure I'm in the right chapter this time. As I was not earlier, and forgive me.
No problem.
Okay. Here we go. Jesus said, your brother will be raised up. Martha replied, I know that he will be raised up in the resurrection at the end of time. You don't have to wait for the end. I am right now, resurrection and life. The one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. And everyone who lives believing in me does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this? Yes, Master. All along I have believed that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world. After saying this, she went to her sister, Mary, and whispered in her ear, the teacher is here and is asking for you. The moment she heard that, she jumped up and ran out to him. Jesus had not yet entered the town, but all was still at the place where Martha had met him. When her sympathizing Jewish friends saw Mary run off, they followed her, thinking she was on her way to the tomb to weep there. Mary came where Jesus was waiting and fell at his feet, saying, Master, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her sobbing and the Jews with her sobbing, a deep anger welled up within him. He said, where did you put him? Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Jesus was hurting because the people wouldn't believe. If Martha had believed, she would have went with a different story to Mary. She didn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of church folks, they believe that there's a Christ. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. They believe there's a Christ. Most church folks can tell you there's a Christ. And then folks don't even know the Lord to tell you there's a Christ. So, mm-hmm. So here's a revelation. Do they believe that if you die, that you will be resurrected mm-hmm. on this side? Or do they believe mm-hmm. that you're going to be resurrected on the other side? Or do you believe that that day is coming for all of God's children, black children, white children, brown children, yellow children, all God's children going to get up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what most folk believe. But Jesus don't mm-hmm. want us to believe that, brothers and sisters.
All right.
This is
all
just
right.
True revelation. I'm going to tell you what he wants you to believe and what he wants us to believe. Believe that if we die in him, we will be part of his resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't believe that day. How about let's believe that Christ is the resurrection? So mm-hmm. it's no more day.
Praise God, praise God. What a revelation.
See, people, they believing in a day. It won't be no day. Come out at the last day. At the last day. Doesn't that sound like a lot of church folk today? A lot of people who claim to really know the Lord, but they don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they believe that he's the Messiah, but they don't believe in the resurrection.
Yeah.
And if Christ was the resurrection then, if I can be real plain with you, if he was the resurrection then, he's probably the resurrection now. Matter of fact, I know he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Amen.
Why the book of Colossians make it real plain. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those
mm-hmm.
things which are above, where Christ is. This is only people who believe in
mm-hmm.
him. This is only people who've been risen with him. You may not have been risen.
Mm. Have mercy, Lord.
Do I hurt for you? Absolutely. Just remember, Christ became the first fruit from the dead.
Yeah.
Or as the Bible says, Christ became the first fruit of them that sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, since by man came death, should also the resurrection come through death. Because
mm-hmm.
they're like, we was all born to Adam nature and died. So even so, we all are made alive in Christ. That's now. That's not over there. That's not over there. That's over here.
Amen, amen.
Stop trying to wait for when you get over there. How about now? Christ is now. Now is the resurrection made plain. The Bible
mm-hmm.
calls it a mystery, okay? It's
the
mystery.
Amen.
And we're going to leave it right there. And but that's what Revelation is. It's a mystery made known to people, okay? Well, we'll take a couple minutes. We got about 90 seconds. Anybody have anything they want to share, just press 1. Or you can hold it to tomorrow. That's fine. But if not, go ahead. Press 1.
Okay, so I just want to read that first scripture. I was in the wrong book. 1 Corinthians 15, 20 and 22. 20 to 22, and I was going to read it out of the Message Bible. It says, but the truth is that Christ has been raised up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemeteries. There is a nice symmetry in this. Death initially came by a man, and resurrection from death came by a man. Everybody dies in Adam. Everybody comes alive in Christ.
No. We're supposed to die first.
Nope.
No, right now. Everybody come alive in Christ. Once you're in Christ, your spirit man die, and the new man come alive. That's revelation knowledge. It's right there playing before our face. Just believe it and receive
it.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And to the rest, Evangelist Ursula, she had texted me and told me she probably had to leave, and she did. So we thank God for her and her words of inspiration. And we'll see you all on Sunday.